Having a beginner's mind is important in meditation. The goal of meditation is to go beyond your critical thinking mind. Meditation is ultimately about seeking truth, getting past the judgments, the stories, the perceptions that your thinking mind tells you. Bringing a beginner's mind to meditation creates a more playful practice filled with curiosity. You ditch the shoulds. You create the practice you need in that moment. One Zen Buddhist master explained creating a beginner's mind as emptying your cup. If a cup is full, nothing else can be poured into it. If you let your mind empty of all the preconceived beliefs, you create space for different experiences, new knowledge. I'd like to lead you on a really short guided meditation to explore looking at objects, and this can be applied to even events, from a fresh perspective without the perceptions and stories that keep you from seeing things as they really are. So I'd like you to look around and pick an object that you're really familiar with. It might be a book, it might be a piece of jewelry that you have on you. Maybe it's a picture that you can view in your room where you are. Or if you're like me, you probably have some desk toys or something that you can pick up and play with. I've got my Ganesh here. Sits on my desk all the time. He's there every day, but I don't usually take the time to notice him. And then either sit where you can see your object or place your object where you can see it. And then just find a comfortable seat. It might be sitting in a desk chair with your feet on a book or a block if they're not touching the floor. And just make sure that you're not creating tension in your seat. If you need to sit up on the edge of a blanket, adjust your spine, move around a bit, so the spine just feels like it's floating upward with some amount of ease. And then we'll take a moment to anchor before starting the meditation. So maybe you pause, close your eyes for a moment, or let your gaze drop to the floor, so you're starting to limit the visual distractions for now. And then picking an anchor. That idea of picking one sense objects, whether it's your breath, noticing at the mouth or the nostrils, or maybe it's some movement in the chest, or maybe you notice your seat where it meets the chair. And then start to just notice and watch, trying to get beyond the words. How many times do we start to describe mentally? We're in our critical mind. We're not actually sensing the event or the experience. So try to leave out the words, the judgments, and just feel it, notice it. And if your mind wanders off, let that anchor draw you back to that one sense object, eliminating the thousands of other things that could distract you. And just take a few breaths, or if you need to create some little movements, maybe those little movements become your anchor, letting your head or neck move, your body sway from side to side. And then you might choose to set an intention. And that intention might be to use your beginner's mind through this meditation, to allow yourself to look at things through the eyes of a child. And then go ahead and let your eyes open and begin to take a look at your object. Be a little curious about it. Start to examine it like you've never seen it before. If it's something you can hold in your hand, maybe you pick it up and you begin to examine it. What do you first notice about your object? And use your senses. Is there a color that you see first? Is it shiny? Is it dull? If it's sitting on a desk or on a wall, is it casting a shadow? Does it reflect light? If you're holding it or touching it, what do you feel? Is it smooth or rough? Is it heavy or light? What shape is it? Is it round or square? Maybe it's got irregular shapes. Or like my Ganesh, there'd be lots of little nooks and crannies and things to feel and notice. What do you notice most about your object? Is it the color, the shape? its texture. Then go ahead and close your eyes and see if you can envision this object in your mind. Or maybe you're still feeling it in your hand. And just see if you can feel, see, sense the object with your eyes closed. Bring it to your mind's eye. And what are you noticing most about the object with your eyes closed? Maybe it's something a little bit different. Maybe the color really stands out or the shape. As you continue to view it, if you need to open your eyes again at some point and take another look at it, that's fine. Do you notice anything new about your object? Is there something that you've never noticed about it before? Maybe you've never really felt it or examined it this closely. Take a moment to release the image of the object from your mind's eye. And then go ahead and pick another anchor. Or maybe you use the same one you started with, your seat or your breath. And then start to view that object with that same beginner's mind. If you're noticing your seat where it meets the chair, do you notice the little movements? Sometimes there's little micro movements as your body begins to settle, stay stable in the chair. Or maybe you're noticing warmth or pressure, or maybe you notice your spine against the chair. Or if you're aware of your breath, maybe noticing the subtle shifts and changes in your ribcage, the air on your mouth or your nostrils. And we breathe how many times in the day, but how often do we pay attention and notice? Those little movements, those shifts and changes, we take it for granted. We don't notice. We're not aware. Remember, this practice has no shoulds, so if something starts to become uncomfortable, feel free to begin to shift or change. Maybe at this point you start to create some movements. Side to side, let your head or neck move. And then use those movements as your anchor. Noticing the sense of your body moving or shifting. Be curious. Keep using that beginner's mind to notice. Pretend you've never had this experience before. And when you're ready, go ahead and release the meditation. Maybe taking a deep inhale in, letting it go with the exhale. And then when you're ready, maybe the eyes open. Feel free to create movement or get up and walk around if you need to. And keep in mind that this practice can be taken anywhere and used at any time. Maybe not a meditation with the eyes closed, but taking a moment and then examining the shoulds that you think are in your life. There are shoulds you could release. Sometimes we feel like we should do something because it's just what we're supposed to do. But is that really the right approach, or is there another way? Noticing, sensing things in a moment is a way to calm the mind and become present. Knowing that in any moment, there is always a range of possibilities. But if we're only focused on one path, we miss the other paths. Can you begin to notice the stories that repeat in your head? The I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I've never been able to do this. And can you let them go, let them be, and then begin to imagine a new way forward? So I thank you for joining me today, and I will see you soon.